Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. Hello, everybody. Everybody doing well?
Well, it is 9,436 degrees outside, but yes, I am doing fine.
We got the fan on turbo.
I thought it was 9,437.
I think you're right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going to put it on the table real quick before I get to a very bizarre story that happened to me today.
Cannot wait.
I am putting forward a motion that we do terrible jokes at 3:45 this afternoon.
I would like to second that motion.
Second? Do I have a third?
You do. Okay. Third.
Terrible jokes at 3:45 this afternoon. So here I am at my home. It's 10:45 in the morning.
Okay.
What?
I'm just so ready for this.
Well, you've already heard the story.
I have. Go ahead.
I'm minding my own business, doing some show prep in my home office.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sunny day outside.
Gorgeous.
Looking at the trees and the birds, and maybe a cardinal will come and visit at some point, and I'll say, hello, friend. And out of nowhere, I'm about four stories in an email to you and Sam.
Okay.
Because, you know, I send you guys my stories
you
about 11:30 every morning that I'd like included in the stack, and some end up on the air and some don't.
Okay.
That's fine. Out of nowhere, on my computer.
Oh.
And boom, all these screens shoot up.
Uh-oh.
It's very official looking from Microsoft. I have just been hacked. And I need to not shut my computer down and call this number immediately.
No, you did not.
I'm in panic mode. The mouse won't move. I can't do anything. And I'm like, what the hell? I've never been hacked before that I know of.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I did not call the number.
I did call the number. I should have called Sam.
You could have called me. I would have said, absolutely not. This happened to Joe.
Well, this has to do with computers.
I know.
And maybe finances.
I don't know what to do on them, but I definitely know what to not do on them.
So I called the number. And some woman answered the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to...
In Nigeria?
No, I think, let's just say she sounded like, and I'm not stereotyping, that she might be from a subcontinent that rhymes with Findia.
Okay.
And claimed her name was Nancy Miller.
And you said, yeah, right, Nancy.
Well, in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, Nancy. All right. I'm not kidding.
Still no red flags.
No, the name didn't, because I think, you know, oftentimes when you get sent to some, you know, offshore
call center
that they're going to try to give you a name that makes you feel comfortable, that makes you feel like you're still in the United States.
We've all seen horrible bosses where the car stereo says his name is Greg.
So anyway, we're going through this, and I never gave out, and I'm always very guarded about personal information.
Of course.
And so. This was an hour-long conversation with her, and then I started getting angry.
An hour?
Mm-hmm. I started getting angry, and then she sent me over to a guy.
Right.
And I'll tell you about that in a second. Mm-hmm. I'll be brief, though. Anyway, long story short, she tells me that my computer has been hacked. Mm-hmm. They're running diagnostics on it right now, and it's been hacked by a guy in China who and I'm like, okay, okay.
Watch out for that. Yeah.
And she goes, and there are at least five credit cards that he's using. And so do you have a MasterCard that starts with five? I go, nope. She goes, do you have a Visa that starts with three? I go, nope. She goes, do you have an American Express that starts with a one? I go, nope. And she says to me.
She's fishing. Yes, keep going.
She is fishing. She says the website that they use, he downloaded, or whomever, somebody downloaded child pornography off of Pornhub at 4:40 this morning. I go, excuse me? And she goes, was that you? And I go, no. No. And I'm insulted that you would even ask me that. I said,
how far into the conversation are we in minutes at this point?
20. 15 to 20. And she did, you know, we're working through my computer. And at one point she said, I need you to type in your phone number.
Oh my gosh, Scott, they're trying to get third party access to your computer.
This was first red flag. I typed in a number that's not mine.
Okay.
And so now we're going, she's like, this person went on Pornhub and downloaded child pornography at 4:40 this morning. I go, well, that wasn't me. I was asleep. And by the way, in the state that I live in, I'd have to download my personal information just to get on Pornhub. I don't do that.
And in the background, to sound official, you hear.
Right.
She says to me, are you sure it wasn't you?
Oh my gosh, Scott!
I go, woman, honest to God, I go, woman, don't ever, ever accuse me of that again.
Mm-hmm.
So we continue. I'm getting more and more frustrated. I'm like, I've got to get in the shower and get to work in about, I don't know, 20 minutes. Are we going to be done by then? I said, just turn my computer back on. Just click the button or whatever you got. And so she keeps fishing.
Uh-huh.
But finally, after about 40 minutes, the guy gets on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's handed this up the pyramid scheme.
Right.
A one rung. Yes.
Right. So he gets on and he's going over the same thing. It was in China. They downloaded Pornhub, blah, blah, blah. I go, it wasn't me. He goes, well, we have to turn this over to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. And I go, am I in some kind of trouble? No, we're going to take care of this for you. And then he says to me, I need to ask you a couple of questions and I need yes or no's. Red flag number two. I've heard about that. They need to record you saying yes. So he says,
oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm really starting to get suspicious. And he says, how many credit cards do you have? And I said, that is none of your business.
Good.
And then he says to me, he says, do you own or rent your home? That's public record. I said, I own it. He goes, how many cars are in your name? And I said, what does that have to do with me being an alleged pervert or you turning on my computer for me?
And wouldn't the FTC know that?
So hang on, Sam. So he says, how many cars are in your name? I said, what does that have to do with me being an alleged pervert or you turning my computer back on? And he says, what was the next question, Sam? I think he said, what bank do you use with your credit card?
Right. Nope.
And I go,
because that's going to give him the last four or the first four.
Maybe. But anyway, I said, that has nothing to do with you turning my computer back on. What does it matter where I bank? And he goes, we have reported you to the FTC.
Lies.
You are being recorded.
Lies.
And anything you say or do is going to be used for or against you in court.
Lies.
And then he says to me, the FTC has just responded and they have shut down all of your accounts.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah. I said, because they're so interested in Scott in a small town that, do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I know.
Please tell me you know by now this is a scam.
I'm well aware that I am literally on the phone with my own hacker. I'm on the phone with my own hacker. Then I said to him, I said, why do you need to know how many cars are in my name? Why do you need to know if I rent or own my own home? And why do you need to know where I bank? I said, if you've reported me to the FTC, the federal government already knows all of the information you're asking me about. They know where I bank.
Yeah.
They know how many cars I own.
Yeah.
And they know if I own or rent my own home. And he said, sir, you called us. We didn't call you. I said, how do I know that you're not the hacker? And there was silence. And I said, go blank yourself and have a nice day.
I can't believe you said have a nice day.
Well, I don't think he could.
Do you know where that would have ended up? Because this is what happened to Joe. I'm going to tell you right now, the exact same thing happened. And as you get further through this, they will say, all we need you to do for us to turn your computer back on is hit 5 keys like simultaneously, Scott. It was like...
They didn't have me do that, Dana. They did have me do that. It was...
Did you, no, don't say it. Did you
Wait,
do
did
it?
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, they have access
Scott,
to
Scott, they're in your computer. Scott, that's how they get in. That is what you do to allow third-party access into your computer. It happened to Joe. They said it was Apple. He went in. It said, warning, you're about to allow someone access to your computer. Why do you think they were asking you those questions? The whole time they have you on your phone, they are in your computer. They are trying to find your bank login.
I don't bank online.
Thank God.
We need Bert and Kelso on the phone right now.
By the way, they were asking you about those. Does your MasterCard, does your Visa start with this number? Because all MasterCards, all Visas, and all American Expresses start with the same number. So when they say that, you're like, oh, yeah, it does start
then
with a
4. Then it sounds like they know what you're talking about.
And they
about.
Say, well, can you confirm the rest of the numbers? Boom, they got you.
They had you.
I did not give them any more numbers.
Proud of you.
It doesn't matter, Scott. They had you the second you pressed that combination of numbers into your computer. I'm texting Burton right now. That was probably early on because the whole
yeah, it
they're
was early
stringing
on.
You along.
It was early on.
And they're now in your computer looking
so
for
one of them,
Bank of America.
I'm not going to give out the actual keystrokes, but she said there's the Windows on the bottom left. And yep. I said, yeah, and let's say it's the letter P. It was not. She says, push them down at the same time and release them at the same
yep,
time.
Yep, that's
oh,
it.
No.
And I did it.
You did not share this part with me.
Well, I didn't know that was like a big deal. And then she did say control alt delete at the same time, release at the same time.
The exact same thing happened to Joe like 8 years ago. He said, the weirdest thing happened to me. I'm getting Burton.
No, wait. Before I literally fling myself out of a third story window, if I've ordered something on Amazon and I'm logged out of Amazon, but I used my credit card on Amazon.com for a Christmas CD for my brother. Do they have access to my credit card?
They can go on Amazon and just load up the cart,
Do
Scott.
You have your Amazon password saved on your computer?
Is it on your
no.
hard drive?
No.
Like when you go and log into Amazon, you have to type in the password every single time.
I don't have an Amazon account. I use T's, and she never uses that computer. So I always have to type in her password.
Okay,
but this
fine.
Is where you have to think.
Jeez, I'm going to go home now, and destroy this computer.
I'm going to tell you, this is where you have to think, what accounts do you have on that desk? It's a desktop or a laptop where when it opens, you automate, like, you know, a lot of people, when you open your desktop, it'll just say Bank of America and you click on that and there's your bank. That's what they were trying to do while they were stringing you along.
So the only thing I do on this computer is show prep.
Okay.
I check my work emails.
Okay.
And I do visit with friends on Zoom.
Sam, what could be in those emails that they have access to all that?
These are my work emails.
Well, so they got access to your email until you shut your computer down. So whatever.
I did turn the computer off.
So whatever access they had, I think, this is what we're going to ask Burton, ended when you shut it down.
Is that true, Sam?
Yes, I still would be very cautious.
Scott, Joe went all the way to the end, same thing, 30-minute conversation, and then they wanted him to key in those things. And then something popped up that said, warning, you are about to allow third-party access to your computer.
That never popped up on
and
my computer.
And he said, this something is off here. And they said, oh, that's okay. We understand. You can call us back. Or if you want to run down to the Apple store, they can help you there. So he did. He went into the Apple store and said, this just happened. And they said, we will never, ever ask to commandeer your computer. That was not us. No, no one from Apple is calling you either.
We went way late on this segment. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So we're waiting to see if we can get Burton on. He's a very busy man. He's probably traveling. It went straight to voicemail. However,
changing Facebook password as we speak.
Yeah. Here's the problem, Scott. If you Google what information can hackers access, the first thing that pops up is if you allow third party access to your computer. Here's what concerns me. They have the ability then, Scott, to monitor your activity. So even if, the way I read this, you have shut your computer down, because you allowed them that third-party access a few hours ago, they potentially could then, from this point forward, start mirroring or monitoring your screen activity so that when you do go to sign in and type out the password for your bank account, they have access to those passwords.
It's not just mirroring and watching in real time. They can keep a log of all keystrokes. So if you then go on that same computer to Amazon and you type in the password to the account, they now have the username and password for that account, and in turn, access to your credit card.
To your credit card. So here's what we need to know from our computer community. How do you kick them out once you have granted third-party access?
Take it to an expert.
I gotta take the whole computer down to somebody?
I would take the computer to a computer PC repair person, and they will go through all the files and wipe it with any third-party access software on there. They will find and wipe, and they can give it back to you.
Can't they just come over to my house?
Yeah, they could. It's gonna cost more.
Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was just going to confirm what you just said, that if you allow someone third-party access to your computer, it's very possible for them to get a screen capture, and then, you know, while they're talking to you, asking questions, kind of distracting you mentally, you know, they've frozen the screen, so it looks like they're not doing anything, but in reality, you're just looking at a still image that they've created while in the background they're going through your files or installing software that you don't know about that you'll never see because it's operating, you know, in the background processes of the computer. And so there's really no way to know for sure, just because you shut the computer down, that they're not still going to have access to it. So yeah, your best bet is to take it to a reputable IT security place that can actually go through it and determine –
what, if anything, has been installed and remove it. And I will say, you don't necessarily have to take the entire computer to them. Just reach out to a reputable company that can third-party access it and go through and check everything. But like I said, make sure that they're reputable and they actually have a good standing.
But I don't bank online, Mike.
Right.
So they're not going to take my money, are they?
For you, that's great. But for other, you know, listeners who may bank online or access other personal information, like if you're, you know, logging into your Social Security account or you're doing your taxes or anything that, you know, they can garner more of your personal information and steal your identity from, it's definitely a major concern that, like I said, you want to have a reputable IT company that can go through your computer and make sure any of that nefarious software has been removed.
Mike, what about what about anything, really anything that you have in your past on that computer? Because I have a laptop that I've used for 7 years, some of it for broadcast stuff, some of it for banking stuff. Like, do they only have access, do you know, from this day forward, or can they hunt backward?
They can hunt backward. I mean, any information at all that's on your computer that has been there at any point is accessible. It just matters, you know, how much time they have, you know, during the actual connection itself, if they're going through your files.
Yeah, it's about 40 minutes, Mike. He was on the phone with them.
40 minutes is a long time to search through files, especially with some of the file search technology that we have now and programs that are specifically designed for that, that can hunt through your entire computer in a very short amount of time.
We're not, so yeah, Scott, I swear to you, I'm not telling you this to freak you out, but
I would really say
you did not share that important part with Sam, that you did that keystroke. And the only
reason I didn't know that was important.
I know it. The only reason I know it is because it happened to Joe. And when he went into Apple, they go, oh, that's a hacker. We would never, ever. In fact, I've been told you never allow third party access to your computer. There's a couple of very, very
if you need proof that I'm computer illiterate, yeah. I'm giving it to you right
now.
Oh,
I know. And they're exploiting that.
So wait, Mike, you're saying that if I ordered a CD on Amazon back in December for my brother, they have access to my credit card right now?
Absolutely.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I would go through and go ahead and change all your passwords for anything that you log into that has access to that personal information. Go ahead and change it now, and then go ahead and reach out to a reputable IT company that can go through your computer and make sure that anything that was installed that could potentially give them access has been removed.
You guys are scaring me. You know that, right?
Well, good. You should be a little scared. Everyone should be a little scared.
We're not doing it to scare you, but I, as you are telling this whole story, in my mind, for 14 minutes, you're telling the story, I thought, well, he's fine as long as he didn't give somebody third party access like Joe did, or almost did. And then you go, oh, no, I did do that. And I was like, oh, yep.
Well, I'm getting ready to call my bank here in a second.
Yep. I would, during a break, call your bank and freeze that account. And I would call your credit card company and have them issue you new credit cards. It's a total pain. I would do it. Because if they have the ability to reach back in time in your files on that computer, that says to me they could go all the way back. And theoretically, once maybe you did keystroke in a password, you know, you might have, you don't know.
Coming up after the break, we will have a computer expert tell Scott how wrong he was.
No,
I already know.
I'm trying to save him.
I feel terrible.
I've got another call out to my buddy Brian Branner to see if he can call in. I just want them to say, well, this is what you need to be worried about, and this is what you don't need to be worried about.
I'm on the phone with the bank in 3, 2, 1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So if you take nothing away from this program, when we constantly talk about computer scams, remember this and share it with your kids. I just texted all of my adult children because when this happened to Joe, the person on the other end seemed so legitimate. They said they were from Apple. When this happened to Scott today, they said they were from Microsoft. They know computers and they're telling you to do these things on your keyboard that seem like they're trying to help you when in actuality, Scott just granted hackers third-party access to his computer. Let's go to the hotline now and...
Cody Akins with Akins PC Repair.
Cody Akins, come on in, Cody.
Hey, how's it going?
So it's going okay, and I'm going to take notes for Scott because he is frantically on the phone as we speak with his bank and his credit card companies. What genie can we not put back in the bottle once that third-party access is granted?
Well, first things first is, you know, like Scott's doing right now, get a hold of all your banks. Make sure everything's frozen. Most bank accounts will actually require you to have your computer inspected by a professional. Get a letter proving that it's inspected first before they'll even reactivate your online banking.
Yep.
Scams are getting more common. Never accept any help that was a call that was engaged with you. So like if someone called and said they were from Microsoft or got a text from Microsoft, don't engage with those. Typically just delete those emails.
Can I ask you something, Cody? Many questions. How did this start? Because what started this was his computer froze. And then it said, call this number for help. And he did. How were they allowed to freeze his computer to even tell him to call?
So what he probably hit was what we refer to as a hijacked browser. And it's usually a pop-up that comes up and says, your computer's infected, your IP address is being tracked, please contact this number, do not shut off your computer or irreparable harm will happen. One of the first things you should do is shut down your computer, because if you call that number and give them access, that's when the harm is going to happen. And usually hijacked browsers could occur by just surfing the internet. There's not much that can really be done to avoid them per se because they just happen. However, scammers have gotten more prevalent and smarter. They're actually buying ads on social media. So we had a customer a couple weeks ago get hit 3 times because they were scrolling through Facebook and a picture popped up and it said incoming call, accept or decline. And they clicked on that picture thinking they were declining it. And it immediately opened the hijacked browser. And they just kept falling for it because they thought they were blocking a call. And we actually posted on our Facebook last week where the banner image for the ad off to the side was the same image Facebook uses when you have a pending alert or message waiting for you. It's just down a little bit. And if you click that, that's what opens the malicious
site. But Cody, so I'm clear, just clicking on something like that doesn't gift them anything. You actually have to do the keystrokes that they instruct you to do to give someone third party access to your computer.
In 95% of cases, yes, that's correct. Just clicking on it's not what gives the access.
It's when you call and then they say, here, I'm here to help you. All you have to do is type in these things. Oh, that didn't work. Let's try this. And when this happened to Joe Cody, they were so like smart, well-read, seemed 100% like they were from Apple. They even said, I apologize. I understand this seems wonky. If you'd feel better, go into the store. Like they even said that to him. And he was like, yeah. They seemed so real.
Yeah, and it's going to keep happening because people keep falling for it. It's a lucrative scam. And the other problem is once they have remote access, you really need to talk to a professional because you don't know if they left traces. I'm working on a computer right now where a customer actually went to two other companies first because they claimed to do virus removal on the computer and the hacker was still getting back in. And the
how do you know the hacker, Cody? How do you know the hacker is in? So, like, if I take it to somebody, and obviously I would take mine to you with Aikens Repair, and thank you for your call. But if I take it to somebody and they say the hackers are out, we kicked them out. How do I know whether or not? Is there a way to know?
So what we do, we'll monitor the computer for 48 hours.
Got it.
To make sure that there's no remote access being taken place. A lot of times these scammers will actually throw like a fake site up on your computer that makes it look like it's updating. So it'll say, computer is updating, please don't touch anything. And then you can kind of see the mouse moving around in the background, but they're hiding what they're doing. And they do this through a phantom install called Screen Connect. And Screen Connect doesn't always show up as a program that you can just remove from your computer. We actually have to go in and manually rip it out from the Microsoft service itself.
Cody, if they have third-party access to your computer, will you see your mouse moving when you're not moving it?
You can, yes.
Wow. Okay, so what information can they get? Anything, let's say something that was on his computer from 10 years ago, can they go that far back?
If it's still on the computer, yes.
Any files that are still on the computer?
Yes. Now, when you delete a file from the computer, it's not necessarily deleted from the computer. The computer frees up that space, and then the more you use the computer, the more that data becomes overwritten. So anything deleted within the last 24 to 48 hours, if the person doesn't use their computer that much, can still be recovered by someone who knows what they're doing.
Okay. How then do they get, like, your password and your bank stuff? Like, you still, for most people, you click on, let's say you bank at Harrisonville Bank. You click on the icon on your laptop that says Harrisonville Bank. Sometimes you still have to log in.
Yep. So a lot of people use password managers.
Yep.
And Google Chrome makes it so easy to access your password manager because you can just put the pin into the computer and everything's right there. Also times though, hackers use a virus called a keylogger. And what that keylogger does, it monitors every single keystroke you make on your computer and it reports back to them.
Got it. So you could be typing in a password and you think it's anonymous because it's showing you the little black dots. But in reality, someone's watching you do that and they know what it is.
Yep.
Have you worked with people that have lost money like in their accounts through something like this?
I worked with one customer who wired $150,000 to South Korea.
Oh, God. Okay. Maybe we don't tell Scott that. Okay. So what you have to do immediately is call the bank, which he's doing right now.
Yes.
Oh, God. Anything else I need to tell him? And for our listeners, the most important thing is don't engage with someone that asks you to call them, correct?
Correct. If you are worried about something like this, immediately call either an actual repair shop, you know, like myself, or, you know, just stop what they're doing. But do not try to call Microsoft. Do not try to call Apple. Those big name companies are a nightmare to get through. Contact a local professional first before you do anything. Do not allow remote access by anyone unless you know specifically who you were dealing with.
Yeah, I think I did it once, Cody, but it was American Express. And I was online with American Express, and they were helping me log in. Thank you, thank you. That is Cody Aikens with Aikens PC Repair. I'm going to give you the good news first, Scott.
No. You mess with Scott Parks, you get the horns.
Okay. I don't know that
account
your
account frozen.
I don't know that your horns are going to stretch as far as they need to here. He the first thing you have to do is shut down all of your accounts.
So I just got off the phone with my bank.
Yep.
I froze the account. Now, I've never entered my savings account information into my computer, so I told them to keep that one open.
Scott, I would put a freeze on it for 48 hours.
So I'm going to go to the bank tomorrow. I've never entered my savings account information into that computer, ever. I never use my savings account, ever.
Okay.
And the only time I ever have any movement with the savings account is in the bank.
Okay.
So I've never taken money out of it. I've only put money in it, and I do it in person. I froze my checking account.
Good.
And I said, I will be by the bank tomorrow morning to literally create an entirely new checking account.
Correct.
And Jen from the bank said, that is a good idea.
Yep.
I said, is there any way that anybody can get into that account? She said, not even your own children.
Okay. That's good. I would do the same with your credit cards.
That's my credit card is my...
You don't have an American Express or an emergency credit card. All those would need to be frozen.
I have one card and it is connected to my checking account. That's it.
Okay.
So then, after you leave the bank tomorrow, I would take that computer to Belton, to Aiken's PC Repair, and have him make sure there is no third-party ghost server on there will get into your information.
What I'm going to do is, because I am computer illiterate, is I'm going to call Mr. Cody.
Yep.
And I'm going to pay him extra to come out to my house.
Because here's the other deal, Scott. One of the things he said that's troubling to me. It's going to keep happening is what he said. He did have one client recently have $150,000 wired out of his account to South Korea. They will monitor to see. He said now that they have access to your computer, you, if you're just looking at your computer, will see your mouse moving and you're not moving it. Because they are manipulating your mouse. Just fishing, just trying to find a bank account. And most people have that Google Chrome password manager. You would be so hosed if you had a password manager, which is basically just remembers all your passwords. And then you don't have Google Chrome password manager?
No.
Good. You physically have to type in a password when you type it in?
No. No, I don't have it.
Okay.
Being dumb sometimes it plays to my benefit.
It does. The problem with the third-party access is...
Yeah, I know I screwed up.
Anytime you key in a stroke, they are now watching what you are keying in. So just for 48 hours, just don't go on your computer. Keep it shut down. Don't go on.
Can I just say one thing very quickly?
Let me ask a question. How does he freeze Facebook? Because you don't want them getting into that either. And what's one of the things they do? And then they start telling people, send me money. And they change your password, and then you are locked out like Brent Sled was.
Yeah. Just change your password.
I'm going to.
Okay.
From this computer, because then they can't follow. Yeah,
I wouldn't use the home computer until you get it serviced.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do everything else I need to do on my phone.
In a weird way, I am so glad this happened because we are having the conversation. I just texted my children.
Well, I'll say this. I hope that my failure is educational to other people out there. I did everything wrong this morning, and I know it. I know I looking back, I know I screwed up. I trusted people that I shouldn't have trusted. They took advantage of me.
Because Microsoft knows about computers and I don't. It's totally understandable,
right. And
Scott.
She's like, you know, hit the, you see down on the Microsoft Windows, and I go, yeah. And she goes, hit that and the letter P at the same time. And I'm like, okay. And then things start popping up on my screen. I'm like, well, she must know what she's talking about. Let me just say this in passing, and then maybe we'll get to some more calls or whatever, or move on. This is the first time I've ever interacted with a hacker. And the first time I think I've ever been hacked.
Mm-hmm.
They are deplorable.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Yes.
Evil. Conniving. Awful human beings, and I hope they rot in hell.
Yes. And for every Scott Parks that falls for it, that is educated, we talk about these things on the show. Like,
Thank God I don't bank online.
Can you imagine that same person that was stern with you today on the phone with my 80-year-old grandmother who thinks there's something wrong with her computer?
And doesn't have the wherewithal to say, go blank yourself.
Correct.
And hang up.
And all they need is one to get the $150,000 wired to Korea.
Yeah.
So talk to your adult children, talk to your parents, talk to your friends, and say don't. They're going to tell you, do these little keystrokes. Don't do it.
Yeah. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You know what makes me mad again? And Scott's changing his Facebook password because that's another way that they get you, is that they prey on our upbringing to be nice to the other person on the phone. Even when the little voice in the back of your head is saying that something doesn't feel right, we're taught to be polite. So you keep going with that conversation. You even said, Scott, is this going to take much longer? The whole time you're being polite.
They're stringing me along.
They're stringing you along to get more access to your information.
And now I know that. You know, I goofed. I mean, I screwed up. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Mark in Merriam. Mark, hello.
Hey, Scott. I want you to not to feel bad about yourself. I'm a retired IT manager, and we would have company-wide meetings about what to do, what not to do. And sure as the world, less than a week later, we'd have some employee that broke one of the cardinal rules and got hacked. And it's not a matter of if you get hacked, it's a matter of when. The scariest part is I went to the doctor's office last week. The next day I showed up on the dark web 6 years ago. They wiped out my bank accounts because I was in the hospital. And the source of selling my information to the dark web was someone in the business office at the hospital. Best advice I can give you, because you'll get advice from 24 different sources, is freeze all of your information at the 3 credit bureaus. Never let your computer hit the web again or open access until you can get it looked at. And the most cost-effective way of cleaning up your computer, because it can never be 100% cleaned up, is to wipe it and re-image it.
But I called my – sorry to interrupt you, Mark. I called my bank and froze my checking account. I should be safe, right?
No. Freeze it at the 3 credit bureaus. If somebody's going to take out a card in your name, they're going to go through one of the credit bureaus.
Okay. All 3 credit bureaus.
Yes, and they all 3 make it very easy to freeze all of your information. Okay. And that's a good first step.
Can I do that tomorrow morning?
You mean like, Mark, like Equifax?
Yes, like TransUnion, you know, Equifax, and, you know, there's the 3 of them.
What are they? TransUnion, Equifax, and who?
Let's see. Gosh, I forget.
I'll look it up. Don't worry about it.
Experian.
Experian, okay.
That's a good idea.
But I can do that tomorrow, right? I don't have to do that today because they're not going to be able to get a card by today.
No, just whenever you get a chance. And then when you go to apply for credit, you can go in and have them unlock it for 24 hours.
There you go. Hey, let me ask you this, Mark. Why shouldn't we all be freezing our credit? If we're done buying a house and we're done buying a car, why shouldn't we all just freeze our credit?
It depends on your lifestyle and what you're doing in life, whether you have credit that you're manipulating all the time.
Yeah.
Like I'm an old geezer. I'm retired. You know, I've got all the credit that I need. I'm not going to change anything, so I keep it frozen, and I never have to go in and change it, except some rare instance, like I'm changing houses or something. Hmm. And that's never a complete protection, but it's the best. What's really laughable, though, is when my parents were in their 90s, God bless them, they're gone now, I had to go stay with them for a while, but until we could get them into a retirement center. And they would get calls identifying themselves as Microsoft and there's a problem in their computer. I don't have a computer, they would say. And they would be insistent on, yes, you have a computer there and there's something wrong with it.
Huh. Mark, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it.
Thank you all for weighing in. And Scott, I am so sorry that this happened to you.
It's okay. It's okay.
You'll get it figured out. But man, I'm glad we're talking about it.
And I checked with the bank and I said, this is how much money I had when I swung by this morning. Is that the amount that's still in there? And she said, yes.
That'd be so easy. So easy for me. I'd be like, is there still $7.32 in there?
Quick break from the
jokes on you, hackers.
We got terrible jokes coming your way at 3:45 this afternoon on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.